This is Senior Moments, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
Yep. So I am on the phone with Brad Wagenknecht. I had to get the pronunciation just right. Hi, Brad. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. So if you're not familiar, and I'm not really quite sure how you wouldn't be familiar, Brad is one of our Napa County supervisors. He is 24 years, six terms into being a Napa County supervisor. So first thing I just want to say is, wow, great job. Congratulations on that.
Yes, I'm tied for the longest serving supervisor in the first district. I tie with Ralph Minahan, who is Bob Minahan, our treasurer's great uncle. So I tie with him.
Well, that's still quite a feat. I'll give you that. Tied or not, I still think it's pretty cool. So so welcome. And in addition to being on Board of Supervisors, he's had a 40-year teaching career over at our Redwood Middle School. And I understand all of this is not like your life per se, but your professional career, so to speak, is coming to a change, not an end, but a change at the end of the year, at the end of the month.
That's right. At the end of the year and the end of the month.
I guess that is both, huh? So you're retiring from being one of our supervisors.
Yes. And the county has hired a new person to take my place. Joelle Gallagher, actually, she won the election in that. But I always say that they hired me. All the 24,700 people that live in the district hired me.
Absolutely.
And so that's what they hired Joelle, and she's getting sworn in on the 27th of December.
Oh, and then the metaphorical passing of the baton.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, we certainly wish you all the best in this next chapter. But in addition to this, so you've been doing so much work with the Napa County Board of Supervisors. You're also the chair of the Area Agency on Aging. Correct?
Yes, I am. The Area Agency on Aging is a group that it's a group that spends federal money on senior issues, and we get about $3 million a year in things like stop falls and a lot of the meal programs are paid for by the Area Agency on Aging, or at least part of them, you know, at least part of, they pay part of it.
Right. Most of those things have come from lots of different sources, I would assume.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's wonderful. So do you have any big issues that you guys are working on right now in relation to seniors in our community?
Well, you know, it's always interesting and you know, some of the changes, well, as you may or may not know, some of the changes in Molly's Angels, because Molly's Angels is one of our big contractors. They've changed some of their leadership, and so that's always interesting to us. And we want them to be very viable, because they provide good service for our community.
Oh, they provide so much. It's amazing. Yeah. We are very fortunate to have them right here in our community.
Yeah, it's a homegrown little group.
Yes, for sure. But a very passionate one.
Oh,
yeah. It gets a lot done. Oh, that's great.
Yes,
okay, so I really, first of all, I also want to really thank you for joining us. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Brad Wagenknecht, and who is one of our Napa County supervisors. And he is, I understand you're taking part of your day out for us right now. You're very busy today and got called into San Francisco, stepped outside to chat with us for a few minutes. What have you got going on right there in regards just to our county in general? What are you working on?
Well, I'm outside the building at 375 Beale Street in San Francisco, which is the Air District in the Metropolitan Transportation Commission District, and the BCDC and ABAG. All of those are located at this one building, and I'm the Air District Representative for the County of Napa, and so I've been in Air District meetings all day. We're hiring a new Executive Director for the Air District, and so we've been in interviews, and I told him, I just need to step out for 15, 20 minutes to talk to the seniors in Napa County.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you, as I'm sure we all do. So anything that you'd love to just share with us about what we've got going on in our county these days, what we can look forward to, some of the major concerns or issues going on?
Well, we were talking about the Area Agency on Aging, and I think we still have some openings for our advisory council Area Agency on Aging, and they could find that out from calling 253-707-253-4421 and talk to our people on about commissions and see if there's any openings on that. We always want to have a full complement of Napa citizens on that. We share that commission with the agency with Solano County, and so we want to have Napa represented as well as we possibly can.
Oh, for sure. So this is an advisory board where people could share their opinions, thoughts, insights, and have a say in what goes on in our senior community.
They help us put priorities into what we spend our money on, the federal money on, and for the good of Napa seniors.
Oh, how great. What would the time commitment be for that if someone was interested in joining?
It's usually monthly meetings, and, it's several hours a month.
Okay. Well, and it all sounds like it's all for a great cause, and you'd be working with others with some like-minded people as well. So if you are interested in joining that, again, the number is 707-253-4421, and that would be to possibly have a board or a position on the advisory council for the Area Agency on Aging.
To apply. To at least apply, yeah.
Right.
And while you're doing that, if you're interested, there's other commissions. There's a Napa County Commission on Aging that you could apply for. And that number, if you're interested in any other commissions, and we have a Veterans Commission, which is, a lot of a number of our seniors probably should be involved in the Veterans Commission. We have a number of commissions that you can go through that and apply. And they could send you information online that would help you know if you're interested in any commissions that come open at that time.
Oh, so where your particular interests might lie. Wonderful. Where can people find this information?
Well, you can do that at 253-4421 or at NapaCounty.org and look up boards and commissions, and you can find that at that point too. If you're going through the computers.
Right.
Some of us are better at computers than others.
For sure. Right. Or finding information versus add to cart is always a little different as well.
Yeah.
So NapaCounty.org, boards and commissions is one place you can find out all the different commissions and places where your insight and expertise could be of use. Or 253-4421 is another number to call as well.
And just give them the information that you would like to know about, and they'll look it up and help you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for your information, and I really appreciate it. And I definitely want to congratulate you on a long career. Obviously, you've been wildly popular because 24 years, six terms is really nothing to shake a stick at. So congratulations, and I definitely wish you all the best in your next chapter.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, County Supervisor Brad. Wagon Connect. I'm going to get it.
Yes, Wagon Connect.
I'm going to get it just in time. Well, thank you so much. And I'll let you jump back into your meeting. I don't want to keep you any longer, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Robin.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County Seniors in Need.